You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? And welcome to this breakfast show. It is Tuesday. It is the 18th of October. I'm Jerry D. The time, just a minute after 6. And I'm going to be sitting here keeping you entertained, hopefully, until 10 o'clock this morning. And we're going to start off, as we like to, with a few things relevant to the date, which is October the 18th. And it is Tuesday. Alaska Day today. That is being celebrated, needless to say, in Alaska and the United States. Independence Day celebrates the independence of Azerbaijan from the Soviet Union in 1991. Necktie Day, that is being celebrated or recognized in Croatia. Persons Day in Canada. Yes, they have a few up there, apparently. And it is also World Menopause Day today.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yeah.
Yes, starting us off on this Tuesday morning, doesn't get much better. That bit of a sort of disco funk there. And that is Best of My Love from The Emotions, going back to the year 1977. Composed by Maurice White and Al McKay of Earth, Wind and Fire. And produced by White together with Clarence McDonald. Released as the album's second lead single. That was on the 9th of June in 1977. And the album, that was their fourth studio album. It came off. It was called Rejoice. This is called Africa Bamba. With the unmistakable guitar work on here of Santana, of course.
La labor.
Show with Jerry D.
Tell you what, that was off Mariah Carey's debut album, and that was just self-titled Mariah Carey, 1990s when the album was released. It's what they call a dance pop, new jack swing and R&B song, all combined together there. There we go. That's Mariah Carey. That has brought us, by the way, to exactly time to do this. Yep. Time to get you all spruced up and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday, don't forget, the 18th of October. Yep, we're whipping through the months. How are you doing with your Christmas stuff, by the way? In the shower with you this morning, move over for Elton John and RuPaul. Don't go breaking my heart.
Baby, you're not that kind.
Pair, and there they go. Yes, don't go breaking my heart. Elton John with RuPaul, and out of the shower you get. There we go, and on your way to where it is you're going today. Let's take a look out the studio, and let's do the studio window weather report, shall we? There's some cloud out there, but I also see some breaks in the cloud, so it looks like we might be in for a rather nice day. Wasn't too bad yesterday, was it? We will see. And we are getting, let's see, what, we're the 18th of October, and that means, we're saying that's, because 15th of December is normally the day we earmark, don't we, for the start of our dry season. So we're less than 2 months away. And not too far away from Christmas either. Let's hope we've all got a little bit of money so we can have a little break and a rest at Christmas. Talking about breaks, coming up for the November holidays, aren't we?
Go!
There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media. There we go, the Scissor Sisters, and I Don't Feel Like Dancing, with Sir Elton John bashing away on the piano there. that's brought us towards the bottom of the hour. We are 29 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is indeed. And if you just joined us, a very good morning. It is Tuesday. It is the 18th of October. Time to take a look at some of the local news. We'll be looking at this in more detail. Don't forget at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. An annulment claim before the third contentious administrative chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice. This is against Articles 6, 11 and 12. And several sentences of Article 17 of Executive Decree 236 of October the 4th of 2022, which adopts the operation and functioning regulations of the Recreational and Cultural Park, Parque Omar, was presented by the lawyer Ernesto Cedeño. The appeal presented by Cedeño states that Article 6 of the aforementioned decree establishes a price rate for the use of the park's parking lots, without any type of citizen consultation having been carried out. In addition, that in Article 17 of the aforementioned decree, it is stated that the Ministry of the Presidency, through the Secretariat for the Coordination of Community Affairs, may establish rates for the use of showers, restrooms, dressing rooms and parking lots, also without having made the corresponding public consultation as established by Law 6 of 2002, the Transparency Law. Data from the Public Ministry revealed that the number of complaints for the commission of criminal acts between September of 2021 and September of 2022 has increased by 754 more cases. The crimes of theft and armed robbery register a palpable increase. In the first 10 months of 2021, there are a total of 2,380 complaints for these crimes, while in the same period of 2022, 2,645 were registered. That's an increase of 265 crimes. Also, between September and October of 2022, several robberies have been perpetrated on banks and jewelry stores, many of which are not yet reported in the statistics stated above. And in the midst of this wave of robberies, the National Police ordered the suspension of the vacations of all its personnel to redouble the work of surveillance in the streets. Vacations have been suspended now since last Friday, and all operational personnel had to report to duty at 10 o'clock this last Sunday. The authorities of the Ministry of Education, Meduca, and representatives of 23 groups of teachers met on October the 15th. At the monitoring table of the consensus in the single table of dialogue for Panama, where it was expected to discuss the issues that were scheduled since the last meeting. However, Meduca reported that there was no progress since the unions did not agree on the formation of the tables that should be integrated to address issues such as the budget, the investment of the gross domestic product. And for his part, the General Undersecretary of the Association of Veraguaneses Educators, Joaquin Rodriguez, acknowledged that the debate did not progress as it should. However, he considers that dialogues are always good, and we have believed in them. Around 9,000 migrants who entered the country irregularly through the Darien Gap, mostly Venezuelans, are now in a kind of limbo in Panama and anxious about their future after the United States announced that they will be deported once they try to cross the border and in the future would not be eligible to enter that country. They are entire families with children and even babies in their arms in a painful march in search of an American dream that becomes increasingly distant with that recent decision of the U.S. President Joe Biden, with the endorsement of his Mexican counterpart Andres Lopez Obrador, to stop the migratory wave by giving a quota to enter the United States by air only to 24,000 Venezuelans. Despite the fact that the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, informed the country 9 months ago that negotiations with Minera Panama on a new contract had concluded, the company confirmed that there are still issues that have not been defined. The mining company specified that the drafting of the new contract with the state is underway, and the protections requested by the company continue to be negotiated since January the 17th of this year, when the proposed term established by the national government to respond to the economic regime expired. The president announced on January the 18th that the state would receive at least $375 million a year in royalties, and on March the 28th he announced that starting this year, 50% of the annual minimum income, around $190 million, they would be earmarked for the Social Security Fund's Disability, Old Age and Death program. But according to the company, the economic issue is still under negotiations. It's important to take into account that the price of copper has fallen dramatically in international markets while the costs of inputs have increased worldwide, said Minera Panama after a query from La Prensa, by the way. The 2022-2023 cruise season began on Sunday, the 16th of October, with the arrival of the MSC Divina at the Colon 2000 port in Cartagena, Colombia. The boat carries 2,835 tourists and 1,100 crew members. For this month of October, the arrival of 8,000 cruise passengers at the Colon 2000 cruise port is expected, informed the President of the Chamber of Commerce of Colon, Michael Chen. It's estimated that the average consumption of each cruise passenger or tourist in the province of Colon will be between $100 and $150, causing a direct economic impact calculated between $500,000 and $1 million each month, said Chen. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. That's some of those things in the local news. We will be looking at those in more detail, as I said, a little bit later on at 8 and 9 o'clock.
We used to meet from time to time up in the mountain.
Hello, there we go, that's it, that was Ginny, and Keep Warm, and before that, Simply Red, and that was called More. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 14 before the hour of 7 o'clock, and coming in the last hour of this morning's programme, Rita Silvestri, Culture and Community Specialist of the City of Knowledge Foundation. She's coming in today to say, yep, in the last hour of this morning's programme. We'll be chatting with Rita about that. Apart from that, all the other bits and pieces that you would expect in around about 40 minutes' time, we'll look at some of the international news headlines, international business headlines at about 7:30. In between the two, we'll take a look at the weather. And again, checking outside as it gets a little bit brighter. Yeah, I think we've got, we're going to be partially cloudy this morning. Quite a bit of cloud, more cloud than partial. But there we go. That's it. Right, back to the music with This Is From The Weeknd, featuring Ariana Grande. Save Your Tears For Another Day from The Weeknd with Ariana Grande. Well, my trusty left hand has come in. Yasmin come in and says, it's not in the last hour. Rita's coming in. She's coming in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Cheryl Lynn and Got to Be Real. Keep your eye on the time, 7 minutes exactly before the hour, 7 o'clock here on 89.3. It's the Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. Hey, have you ever left anything in the back of the car or sometimes on a train or something like that? Well, Uber's annual Lost and Found Index was full of surprises, apparently, unless, of course, you understand just how ubiquitous senior moments really are. The 2019 edition included a handmade cat puppet, a Lego championship wrestling belt, a propane tank, a full set of 18-carat gold teeth, an 8-week-old chihuahua, a full-sized mannequin, deer antlers, a welding helmet, and our personal favourite, which was a large tank full of water and fish. Probably a couple of mother-in-laws left in there as well somewhere, I'd expect. So there we go. Look after you. I always check, actually. I got in this thing, I get out the car, I always look at the back seat. You never know, your wallet might come out or your phone. This is the Rolling Stones. Time waits for no man.
Ah!
I tell you what, it's a brilliant track, and it goes on for quite a while, in actual fact. And that's the Rolling Stones, and Time Waits for No One. And that has brought us where? Well, that has brought us up to the top of the hour. It's 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
I tell you what, it's that time of the year again. And I tell you something else as well, you're allowed to go out. You are. And the British Ball is back. 2022, Saturday the 3rd of December at 7:30 p.m. Come and let your hair down. It's at the Hotel Miramar Intercontinental on Avenida Balboa. The prices, just the same as they were last time, $125 per ticket. They're on sale now. Tickets at BritishBallPanama.com or just pop along to the website, www.BritishBallPanama.com. There are only 250 tickets available. Oh, and I've got 10 of them. See you there.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
And time-wise, that's bringing us to 3.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this Tuesday morning. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. 18th of October. Russian missiles crashed into infrastructure targets across Ukraine on Tuesday morning as Moscow stepped up what looked like a deliberate campaign to destroy electricity and water facilities before the winter. The mayor of Zhytomyr, a city of 263,000 people, said the attacks had knocked out the power and water supply, and two explosions rocked an energy facility in the southeastern city of Dnipro, a city of nearly 1 million, causing serious damage, according to Kyrylo Tymoshenko, a Ukrainian presidential aide. The Kremlin on Tuesday denied its forces had used Iranian drones to attack Ukraine. Ukrainian leaders have accused Russia of using Iranian Shahed-136 kamikaze drones, which explode on impact in attacks across Kiev. Several images posted on social media showed Delta-wing drones similar to the Iranian model being used in an attack on the Ukrainian capital on Monday. Asked if Russia had used Iranian drones in its campaign in Ukraine, spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the Kremlin did not have any information about their use. Russia said on Tuesday that four Ukrainian regions, whose annexation it proclaimed last month, are under the protection of its nuclear arsenal. The statement from the Kremlin came at a moment of acute tension, with both NATO and Russia expected to hold military exercises shortly to test the readiness of their nuclear weapons forces. Asked by reporters if the regions were under Moscow's nuclear umbrella, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said, quote, "All these territories are inalienable parts of the Russian Federation, and they are all protected. Their security is provided for at the same level as it is for the rest of Russia's territory." And US President Joe Biden, under a renewed pressure over high inflation with key elections coming up fast, will seek to turn attention back to the issue of abortion rights in a speech on Tuesday. Biden's Democrats could lose control of the House of Representatives and possibly the Senate too in November midterm elections. He is trying to rally the party and its supporters around abortion rights, which were sharply curtailed by the Supreme Court's decision nearly 4 months ago to overturn the landmark Roe and Wade ruling. A near record number of US chickens and turkeys have died in this year's outbreak of avian flu, as a different form of the virus than farmers battled before has infected more wild birds that then transmit the disease, said officials. More than 47 million birds have died due to infections and cullings. This has spurred export bans, lowered egg and turkey production, and contributed to record prices of the staples ahead of the US holiday season. The outbreak exacerbates economic pain for consumers grappling with soaring inflation. A man was killed near a campaign event in Sao Paulo for a close ally of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Monday, authorities said, after the sound of gunfire interrupted the event. The candidate running for governor of Sao Paulo, this is Tarcísio Freitas, said the incident appeared unrelated to his campaign. There were no initial signs of political motives. Officials said that the man was killed near the event in the city's Paraisiópolis neighborhood, but gave no further details on his identity. And the world's largest financial institutions increased their backing of companies in the agriculture, forestry and land use sectors most responsible for deforestation in 2021, a new study showed on Tuesday. Issued by the Forests and Finance Coalition of NGOs, which looks to improve transparency, policies, systems and regulations in the financial sector, the report found that finance to those companies rose over 60% to $47 billion between 2020 and 2021. And that's it. That's a look. Those are some of the things where, well, in the international news for you this morning here on The Breakfast Show.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? I'm fine.
It would be good to see you.
The emotions ripping across my face, like the raindrops in a storm.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I tell you what, it's not bad, is it? No, that's a new single from Las Vegas, No Puede Mentir. So there we go. Yeah, the score, we'll be giving that some airtime. And talking of time, what is the time? Let's take a look. We're 16 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. 89.3, of course, Call FM, smoothest place on your radio dial, most of the time. Let's take a look, shall we? See what the weather's doing. We're going to start off with the forecast for today. By the way, it is the 18th of October, and just a couple of months to go before summer. So what is happening today? Looking out the studio window, let's do our breakfast show check. Still cloudy, not too much in the way of breaks, but the clouds don't look threatening. Non-threatening clouds. There we go. That's all. That's our weather report from the studio. Now, let's start off, as we do in the mornings, over there in Costa Riva, in the province of Colón, 29 degrees Celsius there, maximum, with 24 being the minimum, 34 the thermal sensation, which is quite pleasant. Their relative humidity is at 82%, and It says here that there's a chance of rain and thunderstorms during the course of this morning. And in the afternoon, isolated rains with thunderstorms. Tonight, well, it's going to be partially cloudy. So there we are. Might want to stay in bed till tonight then. Now, let's take a look, shall we? Moving over to the side of the isthmus with West Panama. 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum, with 24 being the minimum temperature. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. Their relative humidity is 83%. Isolated showers during the course of this morning. Isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And partially cloudy tonight. So there we go. Now, moving up here to where we are, sitting in the metropolitan area, we've got 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 24 the minimum, 36 the thermal sensation, 84% relative humidity. Not surprising, we're just down the road from West Panama, so we're pretty much the same. Now, cloudy during the course of the morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and partially cloudy to tonight. And moving out, let's take a look at the Gulf of Panama, out around the Perlis Islands, out that way. Their maximum temperature today will be 29 degrees Celsius, with 25 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and which is not bad, considering the thermal relative humidity is high at 93%. So, there's the weather. Now, let's take a look, shall we? Maritime conditions for today. We're going to start off with the tides. The Pacific, low tide, that was at 3:28 this morning, 1.71 metres. The high tide will be at 9:25, 3.69 metres. The next low tide, that's going to be at 3:58, just before 4 o'clock this afternoon, 1.52 metres. And the last high tide, that's going to be at 10:22 tonight, 3.6 metres. So there we go. That's the Pacific. Let's take a look at the Caribbean low tide. That was at 1:51 this morning. That was minus 0.03 of a metre. The high tide, that's going to be at 8:23 this morning, and that'll be 0.15 of a metre. Low tide, the second one, 11:50, 10 to midday, and that'll be 0.12 of a metre. High tide, the last one, 6:43 tonight, 0.34 of a metre. So there we go. There are the tides. Now, let's see what is happening. Sea condition wise, I can tell you that good conditions prevail this morning over there on the Caribbean side. We're looking at very light winds, just 5 to 15 kilometres an hour. That'll be coming from the west-southwest. If you're boarding today, waves at 1 foot. Not too bad, huh? In the afternoon, good conditions continue. 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds, no change there. West-southwesterly direction in the afternoon with waves, no change. 1 foot. Now, let's take a look at the Pacific. Good conditions. 5 to 10 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south-southeast. That's this morning. Waves, they're at 2 feet. And in the afternoon, still good conditions. And no change in the wind speed, 5 to 15 kilometres an hour. South-southwest in the afternoon. Waves, though, they're coming down. They're coming down from 2 feet to 1 foot. All right, so not too bad. This is the 12-inch version. Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world. Not everybody. But I could name at least 2 people. 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. We'll be right back.
the greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Amen Corner, and Half as Nice. And that was proceed. That was to say the 12-inch version. Tears for Fears, and everybody wants to rule the world. No, not everybody. Right, let's do this. Let's take another quick break. We'll be right back. We'll look at some of the international business headlines for this morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemp Perrier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemp Perrier. And indeed, do go along and check out Intemperie, and also our other advertisers and sponsors here on The Breakfast Show, like this one.
Hello, les saluda su amigo el hacker, y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dsfma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, another good bit of advice for you. If you want to send money around the world, just send it to me. You can send money around the world. It's really quite easy if you use Western Union. You can do it by visiting their agencies or through their online app. And what is even better is you can actually sort of use both, because you can even start on the app and then go and pay at one of the agencies. And that'll probably make it all much quicker for you. Money transfers, that work for you. There we go. That's our friends there at Western Union. Now, let's get back to... Do we have to, I hear you say? Yes, let's get back to the news. Let's see what's happening in the international world of business for this morning. US stock indices futures were firmly in positive territory on Tuesday on rising hopes that upbeat corporate earnings would help eclipse the current economic gloom, with a fiscal policy reversal in Britain also boosting risk appetite. Big US banks have kicked off the quarterly earnings season on a largely positive note, with Bank of America's results underpinning a rally in stocks on Monday. The reversal of parts of a controversial UK fiscal plan that had roiled bond markets also aided sentiment. United Arab Emirates believes the OPEC Plus, made the correct technical choice when it agreed to cut production, and the unanimous decision had nothing to do with politics, Energy Minister Sawil al-Mazoureh said on Tuesday. Now, his comments came after several members of the oil producers group endorsed the steep cut to output targets agreed this month, after the White House accused Saudi Arabia of coercing some other nations into supporting the move, a charge that Riyadh denies. Mazoureh said the decision stabilized prices rather than increasing them, adding that it was the lack of stability that was driving investors away. ExxonMobil's 140,000 barrel per day Fos-sur-Mer and 240,000 barrels per day Port Jerome Grévenchon oil refineries in France could take 2 to 3 weeks to fully restart after shutdowns caused by strikes, a company spokesperson said on Tuesday. Strike action over pay at the two refineries, which resulted in a 3-week closure, ended late last week. And this has allowed Exxon to begin restarting the plants. Lauren Nichols, a 34-year-old logistics expert for the U.S. Department of Transportation in Boston, has been suffering from impaired thinking and focus, fatigue, seizures, headaches, and pain since her COVID-19 infection in the spring of 2020. Last June, her doctor suggested low doses of naltrexone, a genetic drug typically used to treat alcohol and opioid addiction. Well, after more than 2 years of living in a thick, foggy cloud, she said, I'm actually starting to think clearly. Researchers chasing long COVID cures are eager to learn whether the drug can offer similar benefits to millions suffering from pain, fatigue and brain fog months after a coronavirus infection. Semaphore, a global news platform founded by former Bloomberg Media Chief Executive Officer Justin Smith and New York Times media columnist Ben Smith, launched on Tuesday, betting on a new article format and newsletters from well-known journalists to compete in a crowded industry that is fighting for readers' attention. Most of Semaphore's content will be presented in a structure the executives describe as Semaform. Articles broken up into separate sections that include the news, the reporter's view on the news, and the counter-argument to that view. It'd be nice if we got some truth in some of these news programs as well. Croatia and Lithuania want a wholesale gas cap. Slovenia advocates a ceiling on liquefied gas only, while Finland and Slovakia disagree on direct subsidies, the country said on Tuesday as the European Union grapples with an energy crunch. Germany, the bloc's biggest economy and the main opponent of capping gas prices, said that joint purchases reducing consumption and boosting supply were the way to go instead. And that's it. That is some of the international business news for this morning. And don't forget, coming in the next hour, we've got Rita Salvestri, Culture and Community Specialist of the City of Knowledge Foundation. She's coming in to talk about City of Knowledge, but also they've already been very efficient. They've got their agenda already for the rest of 22 and 2023. So she'll be talking to us about that. That's coming up in the next hour of the program. Time right now, though, we're 23 minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock, and we're on 89.3 Cool FM. It is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. Jimmy Somerville, there, you can't mistake his voice, can you? Bronski Beat, Small Town Boy. Again, that's an extended mix of that one. I tell you what, it's always nice on the Breakfast Show, because it's always nice when we hear from our listeners, especially if, you know, it's one of our listeners that sort of travels a lot and disappears up to the States, like Valerie.
Hello, 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 Mr. Jerry. Hi, good morning to you guys. Happy, happy Tuesday morning to the radio station. This is Valerie, sending a warm welcome, love. I was away, I'm back yesterday, back on the job today. So how you doing, Mr. Jerry? How you doing? Hopefully the rain don't wash you away. I am good, I am good. We've got thanks. Glad to hear your voice again on the radio station. May God bless and keep you and strengthen you. So you be good now. You take care, Mr. Jerry. I miss Jasmine. Hi, good morning, good morning. Longing to hear your voice. Mr. Jerry, I wish you all the best for today. I'm going to ask you if you could play a song for me by Jimmy Cliff. May God bless you. Thank you, thank you. I'm glad to hear your voice. I am good. Take care now.
And it's always great to hear from you, Valerie. You asked if we could play something by Jimmy Cliff. And I tell you what, there's really only one we could play when we hear from you. It's Jimmy Cliff. Wonderful world. Beautiful people. You take care, Valerie. To mention Harold Wilson on there. Oh, well, beautiful people. And that's Jimmy Cliff. That's going out to Valerie this morning. Lovely to have you back, Valerie. It's always nice when you're in town and always happy to hear from you. And also a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou was up bright and early this morning. Well, early-ish. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. I hope things are working out. But you did say to me, could you please play? And it's this one. It says, could you please play Beast of Burden? That's exactly how I feel, is what she said. Well, I hope this is going to cheer you up a little bit.
I'll never be
There we go. That's the Rolling Stones, A Beast of Burden, and that's for Mary Lou this morning. We're 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. I'll tell you what, I was just sort of looking at some of the, this is some of the things in the techie world this morning. And this is an interesting one because you know that they're going to have to start paying tax as well. Influencers. And, you know, you see them on YouTube and things like this sort of promoting stuff. And you wonder sometimes how much they actually know about what it is that they are representing or selling. But it says here, influencers are, they're saying here, they're luring followers with the deceptive promises of side hustle riches. On TikTok and YouTube, influencers are getting rich while spreading dubious financial advice for how to make fast money and failing to give viewers a full picture of the risks involved. These creators are touting eye-popping incomes of their own on TikTok. One video with over 50 million views claims that making $10,000 plus a month is not that hard. Try getting a job. See how hard it is. Followers can make hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in passive income by renting out property, day trading, or drop shipping, influencers say. But in most cases, the risks associated with the side hustles that they promote are hidden or barely referenced. Instead, creators sell courses that promise to teach people how to earn money through passive income, helping them to get rich while selling the dream of easy cash. These financial influencers are drawing in a lot of young people. A recent survey found that 34% of Gen Z consumers obtain financial advice from TikTok, while only 24% of this age group seek advice from financial advisors. There we go. And like I said, they're having a, going to be having a bit of a clampdown in Panama, the DGI. You know, if you're an influencer, you're going to have to make sure you're paying your tax and get your little electric invoicing thing as well, I guess, as well. Time on The Breakfast Show now is 9 minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Here's Sylvia's mother, coming from Dr. Hook.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy. Too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Says Sylvia's packing, she's gone, be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's
Sylvia's mother says, take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says, thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. This is Avery, just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while.
There we go, Dr. Hook, Sylvia's mother. Right, I tell you what, time to take a little trip over to Greece, over there to Athens, to Renee and Rick. Good morning, I found a house. Oh, hang on, you found a house. Let me do one of those here. Uh-huh. There we go, there you are. So I'm happy about that, I'm glad about that. Yes, she says, we found a house, however, two other families are interested, so the landlord wants to interview everyone and then decide who they rent to. And she says, please, please, pick me, pick me, pick me. Can you please play Our House by Madness? There we go, that's it, Madness in Our House. Well, we wish you all the very best of luck. Bet you haven't been interviewed for a while, have you? So, good luck to Renee and Rick, and finding or sorting out their house over there in Greece. Time on The Breakfast Show. to do this.
Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
La línea 1 Metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call. Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. My bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong, I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a song. I belong with you, you belong with me, you're my
Thank you very much. There we are. That's the Lumineers there. And, hey. Before that, that was the Dave Matthews Band. And come on. Time on the Breakfast Show. I'll tell you what, we're about 21 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Oh, day two in Boquete, and it's rocking right along. Speaking of rocks, we saw some beautiful rock formations. I don't know. They were just like, it was incredible, nonetheless. I don't know enough about geology. I need to take a class. Well, let's see. Yesterday, we stopped at the honey or the miel place and got to look at all the honey. 50 varieties of honeys. It's like, oh, my goodness, I could be dipping my toast for about a month and keep it going. And then we also stopped at the coffee place and bought some geisha coffee. I'm so excited. And the man was roasting coffee right while we were there, and he took a little seed out for me, and I chewed on it. Mm-hmm. The only thing I was missing was amaretto or sambuco. It was a little early. Okay. Then we drove up to the Volcan Baru area so we could see the three waterfalls, and we hiked into the waterfall. Oh my goodness, we hiked in. Got a little wet with the, it's, you know, a little drizzly, and we had our boots on, we had our walking sticks, and it was so exciting. We got to walk, and then after that, we were so excited, and I was hungry, so we had to find a fireplace because I could smell fire somewhere, and the smoke, you know how that smells when, oh, it just permeates in this moist weather. So the cook found a fireplace, and she was stoking the fire, and she made me a fire. She make fire. Did you make fire, cook?
I make fire.
You make fire. It was so exciting. She had a snook. Is that what it's called? A snook? A whole foot. And I had a duck pot pie. I've never had a duck pot pie. It was good. It was a duck pot pie. But it's been a glorious 2 days. Today, we're off to the market. I'm going to have a good time there. Looking forward to seeing what they got. I hope it's similar or even bigger or better, I don't know, than our El Valle markets, because we're kind of spoiled. The terrain up here is very, very similar to El Valle, but somehow it's right now in comparison in hikes and whatnot, it's watery everywhere. Everywhere we went to walk, the stones and mud and everything is just gooey gooey. But it is divine, and we're looking forward to it. Now, tomorrow's the big dinner date. Woohoo! You know what that means. Cha-ching, cha-ching. All right, be safe, and back to you in the studio!
Love on the rocks, ain't no surprise. Pour me a drink, I tell you some lies. I got nothing to lose, so I just sing the blues for a while. I gave you my heart, gave me my soul. You left me alone here with nothing to hold. Yesterday's gone, and now all I want is a smile. First they say they want you, skies above, but it's cold when your love's on the rocks. Storm. When they know they have you, love on the rocks. Ain't no surprise. Pour me a drink. I'll tell you some lies. Yesterday's gone. Now all I want is a smile.
There we go, there's a nice one. That is Neil Diamond, Love on the Rocks, classic Diamond. That's with the Symphony Orchestra. I like those. You know that, don't you? The Symphony Orchestras. Time on the Breakfast Show, 27 and a half minutes. That's after the hour, 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3, call event. Time to introduce my guest here in the studio from the City of Knowledge, so she knows everything.
Maybe.
Well, it is the City of Knowledge.
Yes, we know a lot, Rita, but not everything.
Rita Silvestre. Culture and Community Specialist of the City of Knowledge Foundation. Tell us a little bit about, I mean, you say, but you've been here there for how long now?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
But short time, yes.
Short time. Tell me a little bit about it.
About the
foundation, the City of Knowledge Foundation.
Well, first of all, we are, yes, a foundation that administrates the City of Knowledge,
mm-hmm.
but the City of Knowledge is a innovative community, first of all, that imagines, research, looks for answers, teaches, learns, also experiments, invents.
Mm-hmm.
All teachers, artists, and entrepreneurs, different people, that all of them work together to create initiatives that create social change.
Okay.
All of this, and dreaming and wishing for the best, for best Panama, and also best world.
Okay. I mean, one thing seems to me, because, you know, City of Knowledge is over in the area which I call Clayton.
Yes.
So, but how much of that area is the City of Knowledge? Is it all of it? Or?
No, not all of it. Sometimes people get confused about it.
look at me. Yes,
I used to think that too. Don't worry about it. It's about 120. I'm not sure about how to say this in English. Mm-hmm. Hectares.
Hectares.
Hectares. Yeah. 120. Mm-hmm. Clayton is way bigger than that.
Yeah, a lot bigger. But is it sort of spread out, or is it, or is it just one sort of concentrated area?
One concentrated area,
mm-hmm.
closest to the to Miraflores, to the street that takes Miraflores.
Okay, yeah, where you come in there.
Mm-hmm. Omar Torrijos Avenue, mm-hmm. that part,
mm-hmm.
And it starts like from right there.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Once the entrance, and the main entrance used to be when the military and United States was there,
mm-hmm.
was actually there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. They were there when I came here.
Yes?
Yeah, I remember it well.
Okay. Oh.
And I can actually tell you where they used to broadcast SCN from. It was a little building very close to the road
in
at the end.
Like in the corner.
In the corner, absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what they told me. I didn't saw that, but I'm really excited to know that you actually saw it.
Oh, yeah. I've been here a long time.
No, not so long. Yesterday almost.
Hey, yes. Uh-huh. Microphone. Speak to it. Because you spend a lot of time over there.
Oh, yes. I love there.
Yeah.
Wow. We're proud of it.
So, you know, you can join in with your experiences as well anytime. Just jump
okay.
in.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's quite a... Which way do you go? Do you ever sort of go in the old way, the back way, or do you always go on the main road?
Well, it depends. If I am at home, because I live near Riabajo,
right.
mm-hmm. I have to go that way from Tumba Muerto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But if I'm going from here, which is pretty quick...
Mm-hmm. You just go
it's
there
just
on the
like 15 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so quick to go there, yeah.
Yes.
It's better from here.
I mm-hmm. actually arrived using the bus.
Okay.
We have like four different routes you
mm-hmm.
can take
mm-hmm.
to arrive to the City of Knowledge. Ciudad del Saber, really
right.
to
yeah.
get part of it. Yes, sometimes people think it's a little bit far, but
mm-hmm.
it's not, because we are starting by the fact that we are a small country.
Mm-hmm.
Ciudad
mm-hmm.
del Saber is actually very close, and it's easy to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, unless it's sort of in the afternoon when everybody's going home. I've seen the traffic jams actually go back past there, don't
uh-huh.
they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's Panama.
Yeah.
So, so tell me, the City of Knowledge then within itself, how many sort of entities are there in there? And I mean, which, you know, because you know, yes, you tell us some of the places that you've been to over there, because you've been to quite a lot of them.
All the names, but I love the Ateneo.
Okay.
I love the, which is the main center?
Convention center?
The convention center.
Uh-huh.
I also go running with my son around the area.
Mm-hmm.
The area that you have in the back with the
park?
And they said last time I went, they told me there's an alligator or something like that there.
And the Lakes Park, Parque de los Lagos.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we got alligators.
That's where, that's where they take the naughty children.
But if you can take the children far from the alligators and walk around, if you see an alligator, please don't get close to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, call someone. It's not advisable. Yeah.
And of course, La Plaza. I love La Plaza.
I like La Plaza.
The food court, they have exhibitions there.
Valley Motors.
The library.
We are currently having an exhibition in La Plaza right now.
Okay,
invited you both to go, and all our listeners, called Visions of the Future. Worked with the U.S. Embassy and with the Pan American Center. Not so close.
No, you're fine. It's all the technical stuff. Don't worry about it. That's okay.
But yes, currently we're having an exhibition in La Plaza called Vision of the Future, which imagines possible travels around the space to different planets. And it's quite interesting because all of these are banners or designs, the ones that are in exhibition, that were made by the NASA.
Oh, really, yeah? Yeah. Interesting.
You can walk around, buy some plantains if you want to, at some of our comercios, and also enjoy the exhibition and enjoy other spaces we got at La Plaza and our places at Ciudad Isabel.
And I tell you, the thing that sort of impressed me, because they sort of said, you know, can we to come in and talk to you? Because we've done our agenda for 22 and 2023. And like I was just saying, I said, I've hardly done mine for this week. So, it's interesting. I mean, how can you plan so far ahead for all these things?
How can I explain this? We have like a wide cultural, entertainment, and valuable content offered, and not only from my department, but from different departments. So that's the main reason why we got so many events. And I don't know, we're always like looking forward to the future and to plan things that create community, that helps building a better Panama, and to give spaces where people can meet and connect with each other. So basically, we're constantly thinking about creating these spaces. So that's why we're looking forward to the not only 2022, but only 2023. And there's also like some events that currently happen in Ciudad Isabel each year. So that helps a lot. For example, the Panama Jazz Festival that happens in the summer, usually in January. Next Panama Jazz Festival will be in January, in the first 2 weeks of January. Also, we got different leagues, and also yoga, which happens also along the year. Talking about sports and culture, we got outdoor cinema, which happens also in the summer.
Yeah.
Between the first months of the year, and currently something called Mercados Urbanos, which is a urban market where you will find almost anything you want to find. From local products, for example, you got food, you got yogurts, you got artisans who sell their products. All of this is part of our agenda that currently happens and every month, also every year. That's the reason why we are planning for the 2023 already. That's the why.
It's impressive.
Thank you.
I think we're going to take a break. We're going to take a piece of music. We'll be back with Rita in a moment. This is The Supremes and The Temptations.
Take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good.
take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. Oh, there are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true.
Yeah, my baby.
Yeah, take my eyes.
Wandering off into the distance there. Can't take my eyes off of you. The Supremes together with the Temptations, which is really quite a rare combination. My guest would be right now here in the studio from the City of Knowledge, Ciudad del Saber. We've got Rita Silvestri, Cultural and Community Specialist of the City of Knowledge. You need a foundation. You need a big business card to get all that on, you know. Yeah, so it's a long title. Hey, No, that's all right. I've just written it down. Hey, tell me some of the events you've got coming up. Because, I mean, 2023 is a long way. People will forget.
Yes.
You know, I'll probably forget this week by the time I get to next week. Tell us some of the things you've got coming up at the moment.
For this week, actually, mm-hmm. I have already talked about the visions of the future. Mm-hmm. I really want people to go, so I will repeat that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, from the afternoon of October 20th, this Thursday, we invite you all to visit our flax field due to an event called Siembra de Banderas, mm-hmm. which happens every year, and it's a tradition from Ciudad del Saber, from the City of Knowledge.
Put all the flags out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
All
I like
the
that.
Flags. Mm-hmm. It will be my first Siembra de Banderas, my first time.
Oh, they've given you the job of putting all the flags out.
I'm going to be like crying in the flag. This is in commemoration to the patriotic deed of 1958. That's mm-hmm. why it's so important for us. And all of the people who want to visit them, take pictures, mm-hmm. they can. They're going to be during all of November.
Right.
From October 20th, from this evening, mm-hmm. to all, until all of November. So
that's possible. Great, yeah. It's really impressive. I've been a few times to see that.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. It's a strong feeling.
Emotional feeling, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. A patriotic feeling. There we go. But no, it is. That is worth going to look and take, you know, if you take your camera, you can get some really nice shots if you sort of take with all those flags.
Yes.
So that's cool. So what else is coming up?
Yes. Also, we're going to be have the launch of something called Ingenia Font. If they want to know how to apply to it, what it is,
mm-hmm.
well, starting by the fact that it's a mechanism for cultural and creative investment in Panama, for projects in development and also works in progress.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be getting at the launch of this fund Ingenia on this Friday at 10 a.m. So we invite to all of our listeners, to both of you, to Yasmin and to you, Jerry, to come and see also the projects that have happened before, projects from this year, and how to apply, on what it consists, and to all of the cultural and environment from Panama to go and to apply, because it's really important to be part of these kind of initiatives and these kind of projects.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about something similar the other day, where, you know, people, you give your presentation and your projects or whatever and see if you can get some help.
Yes, it's really important, and it helps you, actually, to develop something that you have an idea and you don't have to how to create it. This helps you a lot on it. Also, for the rest of the month, for October, you know, it's Halloween. I don't know if you can celebrate Halloween, but we got some...
I'm from the other side of the ocean, although we originally... I mean, the thing is, it's something that's caught on, isn't it? I remember as a kid, we never had Halloween when I was a kid.
No, you didn't?
No, but it was a long time ago, I think. You know. It was a very long time ago. But, no, it's interesting how these holidays and how these events have travelled, you know, around the, you know.
Time and true people. Yeah.
But it's always great fun. I dress up and go around and see if I can get sweets. Push the kids out of the way, give me your sweets. I'm the big bad wolf. Wah.
We're going to give you some sweets if you want to. We're going to have a Halloween race.
Good.
It's for kids, adults, parents, everyone who wants to participate. It's going to happen on October 29th, Saturday. And also we're going to have like a night of cake and costumes.
Cake
or not.
No.
You can go. Also. And be with us. It's going to have music, food, and a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yes, that's part of things for this October.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, good. So, that's plenty of how is the Sweet Dad El Saber, how is it sort of developing? And, you know, more and more people are going there now and setting up and, you know, setting up businesses and things in the Sweet Dad El Saber.
Yes, it's been a long journey because, you know, it didn't know that Ciudad del Saber and wasn't like this like many years ago.
No.
And it's been like a constant effort we all have been doing and creating different programs, initiatives to be host of all of the projects, all of these business, all of these entrepreneurs, all of them and aligned to our mission of being an innovative community that creates Bear Panama, and also, like, how to say this, going through all of the things we all need to get to that future, like scientists, like building community, all of this is aligned with all of the people we host.
Excellent. Okay. And anything else you want to tell everybody?
Yes, also for November, we're going to have some events due to our traditions. Please check our social media. You can find us through Ciudad del Saber on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and ciudadelsaber.org on our website.
Okay. And we're going to put a link on there as well, because I tell you, the calendar is quite substantial. So congratulations to everybody working so hard over there.
Thank you so
including
much.
Including you, Rita. So that's great. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you so much to and, you, both of you, and to all of the people who listen to us.
Yeah, both of them. Thank you. I'm joking. I know we got a lot of you out there, for which we're extremely grateful. 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the breakfast show. And, well, here's Elton John with Britney Spears in there somewhere. We'll be right back. There we go. That was the Britney Spears. I'm sorry, I like the record. I like listening to the record, but I was so disappointed that that was Britney Spears' comeback. Great with her with Elton John. She did it sort of, but I was hoping for something more from her when she came back after her long hiatus from the business. Anyway, moving on. This is Extreme. Wholehearted. Keep an eye on the time, 9:10.
about fell out of my chair. And when you moved your mouth to speak, I felt the blood go to my. It took time for me to know what you tried so not to show. Something in my soul just cried. I see the want in your blue eyes. Baby, I'd love you to want me the way that I want you, the way that it should be. Baby, you'd love me to want you the way that I want to, if you'd only let it be. You told yourself years ago you'd never let your feelings show. The obligation that you made for the title that they gave. Baby, I'd love you to want me the way that I want you, the way that it should be. Baby, you'd love me to want you the way that I want to, if you'd only let it be. What you tried so not to show. Something in my soul just cried. I see the want in your blue eyes. Baby, I'd love you to want me the way that I want you, the way that it should be. Baby, you'd love me to want you the way that I want to, if you'd only let it be. Oh, baby, I'd love you to want me the way that I want you, the way that it should be. Baby, you'd love me to want you the way that I want to, if you'd only let it be.
First of those two came from Extreme, as I mentioned, and that was Wholehearted. Followed on, that is Lobo, I'd Love You to Want Me. Breakfast Show time, we're about 3 minutes away from the top of the hour, which means I can squeeze in a little one. And here it is. It's a classic. It comes from Nina Simone. You've Got to Learn.
You've got to learn to show a happy face, although you're full of misery. You mustn't show a trace of sadness, and never look for sympathy. You've got to learn, although it's very hard, the way of pocketing your pride. Sometimes face humiliation while you were burning up inside. Facing reality is often hard to do when it seems happiness is gone. You've got to learn to hide your tears and tell your heart life must go on. being served. To show everybody that you're able to leave without saying a word. You've got to learn to hide your sorrow and go on living as before. What good is thinking of tomorrow? Who knows what it may have in store? You've got to learn to be much stronger. At times your head must rule your heart. You've got to learn from hard experience and listen to advice. And sometimes pay the price and learn to live with a broken heart.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Specials and what to choose. They'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso. Michael says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Hey, Cherry with a G. Cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
I've been thinking about what you have done to me. The damage is much deeper than you'll ever see. Hit me like a hammer to my head. I wonder where you pushed or where you led. Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? Truth, man, that's him, me, and you. My friends, they listen to the things I say. They listen and they hear more every day. But I know they never understand it. Because it was no accident, you planned it. Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me?
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Got a tissue that I wish you saw. Side captain, Mr. Know-it-all. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share, it's a lonely view. And with the birds I'll share, it's a lonely view. And I push me up against the wall. Young tuck girl in a push-up.
Tissue from Red Hot Chili Peppers. 21 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And before that, when they call themselves Stretch. And that was Why Did You Do It? Now we're going to take a step back in time. We're going to go back in time with a lady. Her name is Jackie Trent. And she made this record. Written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David.
Now dreaming we'd ever part. Where are you?
There we go. That is Jackie Trent. And I apologize. It sounded so much like Burt Bacharach and Hal David. Of course, it wasn't. It was written by Jackie Trent together with Tony Hatch and recorded. That was back in 1964 by her. The single gave her her only number one hit. It reached the top of the UK single chart for 1 week. That was in May of 1965. And featured in the popular television series at the time, It's Dark Outside. And by the way, it was Hatch's and Trent's, Tony Hatch and Jackie Trent's first composition together. And one of many hits that they would have as a songwriting partnership. Right. That's it. I've made that sort of clear. My mistake. This is... We're often asked about playing Elvis Presley. So I thought we'd play his latest flame.
A very old friend came by today, 'cause he was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, prettiest green eyes anywhere. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Yesterday, this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's the name.
Elvis Presley and his latest flame. I tell you what, let's take a look, shall we, at some of those things that are relevant to today's date, which is the 18th of October. When we start off the programme in the morning, if you're not with us first thing in the morning, we do take a look at some of the, if you like, events that are recognised on this day. But also we go through the calendar and see what's relevant to us on different years, going back through time and looking at the 18th of October. And we've got Samuel Finley Breeze Morse laid his first telegraph cable. That was in 1842. I remember the... Anybody else remember the Morse code? Did-di-di-da-da-da, did-di-di-di, you know that lot? That was part of my career when I was a young man serving in the military. We used to use that Morse code quite a lot. 1851, Herman Melville's Moby Dick is first published as The Whale, and this was by Richard Bentley of London. 1865, Lord Palmerston, twice British Prime Minister, dies with the witty words, "Die, my dear doctor? That's the last thing I shall do." And it was. 1867, the United States took formal possession of Alaska from Russia. Yes, they did. The land was purchased at a total of $7 million, so it was 2 cents an acre. I think the Russians probably would think, damn, I wish we'd kept hold of that. It would have been very useful. Carpenters.
Like sailing on a sailing ship to nowhere. Love took over my heart like an ocean breeze.
The best place to be in the mornings.
Oh, be made of clay. 'Cause everyone said it would be broken someday. Seems like I have come to that fateful day. So I sit on the floor with my head in my hands.
First of those two came from the Carpenters, and All You Get from Love is a love song. Now this gentleman, you recognise his voice, is Colin Vercoe, and better known just by the name Black. And what a beautiful voice he had. Sadly, no longer with us. This is Diana Ross. Experience. If you are keeping on the time, by the way, we're exactly 22 and a half minutes, and that's before the hour of 10 o'clock.
Let me drown in your ecstasy. It's gotta be.
Well, there's no mistaking who's on there with Diana Ross, is there? Of course not, it's the Bee Gees. It's called Experience. And this one is called No Woman, No Crying. Guess what? It's by Billy Ocean.
Oh,
not a bad version, really, is it? Billy Ocean. No woman, no cry. I tell you what. Let me just tell you what we got lined up for you tomorrow. Tomorrow being Wednesday, midweek tomorrow. And we'll be having Andreas tomorrow, because we've got a couple of guests we needed to fit in for tomorrow. We've got the British Chamber coming in to chat with us at around about, in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow morning. And the Indonesian Embassy will be coming in to chat with us in the last hour tomorrow. They've got an event coming up and they want to tell us all about that. So a busy little morning tomorrow. And all the usual bits and pieces. If you're fairly new to the programme, we do take a look at the local news in English. So just a quick summary at around about 6.30, 7 o'clock. We look at some of the international news, 7.30, some of the international business news in between the two. We take a look at the weather. And 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, more information on the local news. And then 10 o'clock I go back to bed. And don't forget to stay tuned after the programme. Two Chat SOS is going to be with you, with our friend Gigi. So don't forget that. Back to the music. Tell me what you want me to do. Play my record, is that it? Tevin Campbell. tell you what I remember when I first heard that. That was released back in 1969, written by John Barry and performed by him. And you can tell, because John Barry, of course, did most of the James Bond themes as well. I remember when I first heard that, I just fell in love with the harmonica playing on that track. Beautiful. The theme from Midnight Cowboy. And that has brought us to, well, the end of this morning's breakfast show. Time for me to go off, do something else. Big thanks to Rita Salvestri for being with us this morning. Culture and Community Specialist of the City of Knowledge Foundation. And they've got an amazing agenda coming up for the rest of 22 and 23. We're going to put a link on there as well, so you can go and find it and have a little rummage around to see what you'd like to go and attend. Thanks as well to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, social media person and everything else, and to our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid, who they are well out of doors, aren't they, right now? They're up there in Bolchetti having an absolutely wonderful time. So big thanks to Ingrid, and also to my co-producer Neil Danby over there in United Kingdom, and to the boys and girls at Group Agrara who keep us up and running, especially Isaac. Good morning to you, Isaac. Thanks for everything as always. And well, I must say thank you to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much. If you want to advertise or sponsors with us, do just drop us a WhatsApp, 677-188-22, 677-188-22. Or you can always call Yasmin on 223-5162, 223-5162. I will be back with you 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. All right, I mentioned earlier a couple of guests coming in tomorrow. So just please remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow, please do it carefully, because as I say, tomorrow morning I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.